to Lahore. He's been to Pakistan before, but this is a very special visit. He's had a very full program today, and it'll end with a press conference to tell you his impressions. Jairus Clark comes here not just as president of the English Cricket Board, but mainly as the chairman of the Pakistan Task Force in the ICC. He's been in that position since 2009. And he has been, I will have to say, a true friend of Pakistan. His earlier report was very favorable, and we have given him our point of view today. The rest he'll tell you himself. Jairus Clark is not only a friend of Pakistan, but a scholar of Farsi and Arabic, so he knows the Oriental ways more than most people. So, Jairus, I'm going to pass the baton on to you, and just if you could give him a brief introduction of what you've seen and heard today.
Thank you, Mr. Chadel. Salaam alaikum. Good evening. It's been a pleasure to come again to the hall. I first came to the hall in 1973, which, taking a look at the front row here, is before some of you were born, probably before I was born. And it's a beautiful city, and people have been charming and welcoming and hospitable as always. I've had the privilege of meeting the Chief Minister of Punjab today, the most impressive gentleman who kindly gave us 35 minutes of his time to talk through various matters that he regarded as important, which we greatly benefited from hearing from him about. I'm also grateful to Mr. Sarawula, the Federal Minister, and to Mr. Azam, the Punjab Home Secretary, both of whom attended meetings and gave us the benefit of their point of view. I'm on a fact-finding mission, asked to come here by ICC's board, by the ICC chairman, and I have obviously brought with me Mr. Bob Nichols of Nichols Stain, who are ICC's security advisors. I think I should say at this point that it is a fundamental principle of ICC that it cares deeply about its full members. Its full members are the lifeblood of the organization, and international bilateral cricket is a very critical aspect of world cricket and the finances and indeed the excitement of our sport. And we, from the other full members of ICC, recognize the deep frustration that is undoubtedly felt by Pakistani cricket fans, that they have been unable, for reasons of their own security problems, to host other international teams here for a long period of time. That is a great concern to us all, and all cricket lovers worldwide, I am certain. So we regard it as very important that we do what we can, as effectively as we can, to help create a situation where international cricket can come back to Pakistan and the Pakistani public can have the opportunities of seeing their heroes in action. And having watched them last summer in England, when there was a great series, I know how much it would mean to all of you. I would like to say that we've had a most interesting series of presentations from the managing director of the Punjab State Cities Authority, from the Lahore Police, the control points in Qurban Lines, and the Inspector General for Police for Punjab and the City Police Chief of Lahore. We're able to see very significant work that has been invested in, and invested very wisely in how security and safety is going to be possible for visiting international cricket teams, but also actually the ordinary members of the Pakistani public, who I'm sure have no desire to find themselves in the grasp of terrorists. I should say that as we move forward towards seeing what can be done, one has to note that a little caution, in that we all know that one terrible incident can push things backwards again. And I would like to say that because what happened here in this city, in one of your parks, did make it impossible for us to bring a team here last year. So we are hoping to move forward. We're hoping to move forward constructively. I'm very grateful to the PCB and to my good friends, Sherry Khan and my general Sethi, for all the hard work they have put in. And I have been very impressed with all the work that has been done to make Lahore a safe city for its citizens and for those who are visiting it, for international communities. This isn't an easy road. We should not assume that this is going to be simple. There's a considerable amount of perception that needs to be changed, and there is a considerable amount of information that needs to be shared. But I would say that I am most grateful to the authorities in Pakistan for your efforts. And I apologize the fact we're not having this press conference in either Punjabi or Portland. But I did want to leave you with one message, not from me, but if I was personifying the international cricket community. Muche Akhti Bahot Kami Mesut Uwi.
Giles, thank you very much. I will now ask for any questions. Please remember that Giles has had a very long day, so many appointments, and therefore, if you could keep your questions short and terse, and we'll try and answer them as best we can. Please, Giles.
I haven't discussed that segment with Vikram, and so at the moment I would really say I haven't read that segment in full. I was far more interested in coming here myself before I then opened that conversation. Which one is it?
Yusuf.
After you go to work, how many times
After
you were poor, how many chances for the Tamil Nadu team get come to Pakistan?
Very large amount of investment has been made, both in money and establishing the network of control that exists, and also a huge amount of intellectual capital in working out how it can be utilized effectively. this type of proposal requires a lot of people to gain a lot of confidence, and as I've said, it can be derailed by third parties deciding that whatever stranger members and uncustomed members they're pursuing, they wish to make some sort of action which is some kind of atrocity. That will worry everybody. And given we can't predict that, and given that that is a feature of life around the world, unfortunately, we have to hope that there aren't any. So let's just say that this is going to require time, hard work, not from the report core of workers, because they have invested an enormous amount of now continuing to do so. But everybody else has to now begin to understand the situation here, the investment here, and what the plans are. This is after the first time ICC, with its security advisor, has actually been briefed. So it's our first visit since this very substantial investment was made.
Yes, Yusuf.
You're asking about the PSL fund. The PSL fund is a domestic competition. It's entirely a matter of the PCB. And I'm not a security expert, but I do, on a personal basis, and I emphasize that word, strongly support PCB's efforts to have their own domestic competition played in Pakistan with a dramatic and exciting final at the Gulf Stadium. I completely understand that desire, and I think all things being equal, I would support their efforts to do that, but as I say, I'm not a security expert.
Mr. Clark, please call on the noise in the ground. Since so long, there is no international breakage in our ground. Since this type of response of international board, isolating the Pakistan or PCB?
Well, I don't think anybody isolates. There's no question of isolation. You have to remember that an international team were actually attacked. And that has not happened before. We were extraordinarily lucky that nobody was killed from the Jamaican team, nor the umpires, nor the match referee. But that was in 2009. It's taken time for everybody to work out here how they were going to prevent that again, for the international community to learn about that. And that's one of the reasons that what we are here today is because the PCB felt strongly progress was being made. We saw last year to see if we could do something. And as I said, the progress took place in this city. And that's covered our efforts for last year. So that's why I know that nobody does anything. I don't know what it's going to do with anything like that. It's not as simple as a conversation with it.
Avi.
I have to receive a proper report from my expert, and from there I'm going to consider these little further meetings. What I would say is that speaking as a non-expert, I was deeply impressed with the size of the investment, the passion that the Punjab, the entirety of from the chief minister downwards, and everybody having met, the desire and determination to see international cricket return to football was very powerfully there. And it is absolutely the goal of ICC's every full member plays international bilateral cricket in their own country. For us to do that, we want people to be safe and secure. And it's not just the players. We Much so that I pretended at times we actually don't wish to be here to kill either. And we also want many supporters to come here who enjoy coming to your fine country and the magnificent hospitality of and the spectacular buildings here in Vermont. That's part of it. And you won't have the pleasure of the Army for a number of years.
Yes.
Mr. Clark, my question is about the finances. Your talk, frankly, the board has requested for the proposition of the finance regarding financing between Pakistan and India. What would be the reserves, the positive reserves, what you're finding for the composition of these people and financing?
Sorry,
I'm not
quite
sure. Pakistan and India, I don't specify for the Pakistan and India, but they are paying for Pakistan. And we need to request for the composition.
Yes, bilateral review is entirely a matter for two countries who are going to play. ICC, and I'm speaking as an ICC director, we don't seek and we do not interfere in bilateral cricketing affairs. We do have independent umpires, which was very much an idea of Pakistan, and I think it's been very beneficial. But as far as financial review is concerned, it is a matter for the individual boards. We can't interfere. And if we started to interfere, I think they would reject the world events, of course, ours. We expect no one to participate in that.
That's good.
For Supo, you are the president of the ACP and the chairman of the ICC Task Force.
No, I'm here as chairman of the ICC Pakistan Task Team. I'm not here as president of the ECB.
But how can you convince the ACP to integrate your country of the Pakistan to have your business to the Task
Force? Well, as I've said, we're looking to establish a solid and reliable base upon which international bilateral cricket at all levels can return on a regular basis to Pakistan. We know it's important. But we also know that we don't want to get it wrong. We need to be successful. Indeed, I think Zimbabwe did a great job in coming in, and we're very well versed in helping. That's why we sought to build on that last year, and we are. So we hope we can move forward, as we said. We need to do so in a sensible and measured fashion, where everybody is brought up to speed properly, and people have the full information, and don't make assumptions, and don't have their ability to ask to get full clarity so that they can start to have some situation on the ground.
Jack, thank you very much indeed. I want to thank everybody who's come to this press conference, and let us hope that cricket will return to Lahore and to Pakistan, and gradually we will build up so that other countries can come here in peace and with satisfaction that they will be looked after. Thank you very much. We are delighted that Mr. Clark eventually made this trip. As you know, he was scheduled to come here earlier, but then other pressing engagements came in the way. As he said, he's here as head of the task force that is supposed to help Pakistan. He's been very helpful. He's been given a good briefing about our security situation and our financial situation. And I'm hoping that he will go back with positive thoughts on both matters. I can understand why he has to be very diplomatic at this time. This is a difficult situation. And his situation is even more, shall we say, requires great diplomacy. My hope is that Mr. Clark will use his good offices to help, as he said, move things forward. Those are his words. Thank you.